Well, we're getting a lot of good information. We've gotten great feedback so far. We had a good turnout at the public meeting. Mm-hmm. Had about 40 folks come in, and it was a mix of folks. We had agencies that provide service to elderly folks, as well as folks with disabilities. Mm-hmm. We're all represented. The large transit agencies in the region were all well represented in providing their information and, you know, their perspective and insight into the needs as well. So we're still synthesizing, you know, all the information that we got at that meeting. Mm-hmm. In addition, we had a couple of surveys. We had a public survey that was available till the end of December, and all the we had about a little over 200 agencies across the region that provide services that we targeted and asked them to spread this to their clients. And from that, we've gotten well over 200 responses on the public survey, so we're still organizing the feedback.
How tough is it to plan for something that's going to grow in expense when budgets across governments are getting cut?
Well, it's certainly a challenge, not knowing what the funding is going to be, even in the programs that are available now. And the programs that are available now, the funding is already limited. So, you know, the focus right now is just identifying what the needs are. And really, it comes back to collaboration. There's a lot of agencies across you know, across the whole region that are providing certain services. Sometimes it's just a matter of sharing resources and having a conversation and forming partnerships that you get a lot of mileage out of.
What helps make you so successful at bringing all of these resources to bear on problems?
Well, good question. I think just providing that forum and being neutral ground, OKI, I think, you know, takes a lot of pride in being neutral, being objective on the issues, and figuring out what the best solution is to problems, no matter what we're talking about. You know, particularly with specialized transportation, identifying where the areas in the region are that are in most need of these services, figuring out what agencies are equipped to provide those services, and then doing what we can to be a catalyst to make success stories.
When will we hear about what the coordinated plan will include?
Soon. We are drafting the plan now. We have an oversight team. So that group is scheduled to get together in March. Right now, staff is, you know, as I said, we're working to summarize and pull together everything that we've collected from the public surveys and we collected at the public meeting. We'll have a draft plan to present to that oversight team in March, and then between March and May, we will be finalizing the plan, and in May, we will be presenting the final plan to the OKI board for their consideration.
We'll look forward to hearing about the details. You can find out how to get more information about OKI's coordinated plan update on our website at wnku.org under local news. Travis Miller, thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you, Matt. I appreciate your interest.